Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, March 3rd, 2016. Happy Women's History Month. I am Andrea Daniel, and today we have two guests to talk with. First up is Emily Wallace to talk about her book, Scarred for Life. And in the second half of the show, we talk with Dorothy Mercer of Mercer Publications, who has a plethora of books to discuss, from anthologies to a how-to series. So introducing our first guest, Emily Wallace. She is a motivational speaker and author of Scarred for Life, her autobiography. Scarred for Life is an inspirational book which illustrates the struggles Emily faced during her childhood. And I want to welcome Emily Wallace to Michigan Literary Network Radio. Hello, Emily.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I can't complain. I'm making it.
Very good, good, good. So, Emily, your book, Scarred for Life, it discusses some of the things that you went through in your childhood. Can you tell us about those events that you highlight in your book?
You say the events that I highlighted in my book?
Yes. Just talk about your book. What's your book about?
It's about I was 11 years old, and I came home from school, and my whole family was gone without a trace, my mother and all my sisters and brothers. My mother had 12 kids, and I was the only one that she left behind. Mm-hmm. And I stayed on the streets for about six years, and I slept outside, under porches, vacant houses, you name it. I was just looking for somewhere to live. From eating out of garbage cans, just trying to survive out there, and it was, mm-hmm. it was a terrible experience to me, and that's why I go around trying to speak. To kids to never be afraid to speak out about abuse, because it was abuse going on inside the home, outside the home, and I was scared to speak out. I experienced a lot out there, from, like I said, eating out of garbage cans, being raped by a 28-year-old man at the age of 11.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a really lot.
Right, yeah. And so first I want to commend you for taking that brave step to write a book about your life that was, hard in growing up. But why did you feel it was necessary to write this book?
The reason why, because I look at it like I was sitting down with my kids. I have six kids. I'm happily married. I was sitting out with my older kids, and one of them said, "Mom, I told them about my life story." And they suggested, "Mom, you should write a book because your book can help a lot of other kids." And, just to let them know to never be afraid to speak out, because of, I was, and it's better. It helps a person. When a person writes something down on paper, it's like counseling. Even though I had to go back and think about all the bad times, all the things that I went through. I did it, so I can help others, so I can, tell my story, to get it out there, to say, hey, because for so long, Mrs. Wallace thought it was something that she did. When I came home from school, I thought it was something I did to my mother to make her leave me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's why, I sat down and I wrote the book, and it was hard. It was. The very first book was very hard to write because, like I said, I had to go back in time on what all happened and, think about it and, go through it. But at the same time, I was getting counseling. And anybody I speak with over the phone, regards to the matter, even on the radio or wherever I'm at, I'm getting counseling still, and it's been over 30 years. But I'm still fighting today. But I'm a survivor. Mm-hmm. I am a survivor.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever find out, Emily, what happened to your family? Have you had any contact? These are two questions. Did you ever find out what happened to them, and have you had any contact with them over the years?
I have had contact with my mother and all my sisters and brothers. The only thing that I can tell you, well, something that I've been asking myself for over 30 years, but my mother have not gave me an apology. When I did locate my mother, I have not got an apology, and it's been over 30 years. But I got sisters and brothers because I wrote the book. They don't want to have no type of relationship with me because they're saying that I'm putting the family business out to the public, and I should not do that. It should just be among the family. But to me, as I say, it's not. It's more than the family business now. It's something that happened to me. I was out there for 6 years. So it's my story, and it needs to be told. It needs to be heard, you know, to help other people and help kids also. So, I see my mother, and it's a high and a by and keep going because that is the woman that brought me into this world, but that's not the woman that raised me to the woman that I am today.
Right. And so you said you went through counseling, which was one of the questions that I was going to ask you. So thank you for offering that information. And you're still going to counseling. Is that one of the things when you're out talking with people, because you said, you know, you are a motivational speaker, do you recommend counseling for people? Because sometimes in the community, you know, the topic of counseling is really a hush-hush thing, and nobody really wants to go through it, and nobody wants to talk about it. But is that something that you talk up when you're out talking to people?
Yeah, I tell them, you know, when I'm out talking and I'm speaking with, you know, like I said, the Boys and Girls Club, I have spoken at, you know, high schools, junior highs. When I'm out speaking, I tell them to never be afraid to speak out about abuse and never be afraid to go to authorities. You can, you know, because if you go to Child Protective Service, you can get counseling, you can get everything. And counseling is the best thing for you if you're going through some type of child abuse or anything you're going through in your life, you have to get counseling. Because I'm in a program because I'm legally blind with Michigan Commission for the Blind. And with my counselor, you know, I told her, you know, about my book and I'm writing a book and so forth, and they supported me with it. But then when she came to me, my counselor said, well, Mrs. Wallace, maybe you should, you know, see us, you know, a psychologist or speak with someone in regards to it. The first thing I said, oh, no, I'm not crazy. Ain't nothing wrong with me. And then she said, it doesn't mean that you're crazy because you see a psychologist or you speak with someone in regards to what happened to you. And that's what I want people to know. Just because you going through something doesn't make you have a problem. Counseling is the best thing you can do. And writing it down on a piece of paper is like counseling. Or talking to someone, putting it out there, telling your story is good to. You know, like I'm speaking with you, I'm getting counseling as I speak because I'm letting my story out. I'm expressing my feelings of what I went through, and I don't want no other child in this world to go through that. And Mrs. Wallace is going to keep going and going as far as she needs to get this word out here to these kids.
Excellent. Thank you for that. And so tell us, you mentioned a little bit about you having to remember things, and you talk about some really personal things in your book, your abandonment by your family, your homelessness, the being molested at a young age. But how were you actually able to handle writing about such personal events and even knowing that the information was going to go public for everyone to read?
Well, you know what? At one point, to be honest, I did not want to write this book, to be honest. And you're the first one. I have been on maybe about 10 radio shows, okay? And you are the first one to ask me that question. And it was, I didn't want to write it at first. I've been with my husband 26 years now. And I hold that in. I didn't even tell my husband about, you know, my background. I didn't want him to know. I was embarrassed. When I told my kids, even though they said, Mom, you should write it, you can help other people, I still did not want to write this book. But then I sat back and I thought about it. I said, wait a minute. No one knows about my story. This happened to me. I need to get this story out there so it won't happen to nobody else. Or a child won't, because a lot of kids is afraid to speak out about abuse. you know. And even if, you know, a person, because Scarred for Life is, I was out there for 6 years. Scarred for Life is a part 2, 3, and 4 that I have written before my blindness have taken over. So, you know, and a lot of things that, you know, I hear about on the news also about domestic violence. Mrs. Wallace been through domestic violence, and I even have speeches for that with domestic violence. If you go into domestic violence, read my book. That's all I can tell you. Read my book, and it will help you. And because domestic violence is abuse also, you being abused, you know, and that word just something that you know, you really can't. How should I say it? Don't allow no one to, you know, abuse you. You got to step up, you know, and say, hey, no, this is not going on. I'm not going to let this happen. I'm going to go and try to get some type of assistance, some type of help from somebody, because you can go to a lot of people to get help. And I wish that I knew what I know today that I would have went to get help. But a lot of people was telling me, I'm going to go to jail. Other kids telling me, you know, they're going to lock you up. But I was afraid. I was so afraid. I didn't know what to do. And like, you know, it was molestation was going on, not only outside. And once my mother left me and abandoned me, but my mother protected two of my oldest brother. One was 18 and one was 19. I'm sorry. One was 18 and one was 19. And I'm 11. That was molestation was going on inside the home. And that's why I don't understand with my family. But sometimes you have to just love from a distance, because I don't understand with my family why they don't want my story out there, and it's the truth. I mean, and they're upset about it. But, hey, ain't nothing I can do with that, because I'm Mrs. Wiles.
Right.
Tell this story the way it happened. It's my life story. It needs to be told.
Right. Absolutely, Ms. Wallace. And you know, there might be somebody listening who has a similar story to yours, but they don't have your book, and they want it to see how so they can see how you got through it, and which might give them an idea of how they can get through it. So tell people where they can go to buy your book, and if they can follow you online anywhere.
Well, you know what? They can get my book off of Amazon. They can order it from Amazon. They can order it from Barnes & Noble, and they can get my book. Mrs. Wallace wrote this story out to the public and wants to help a lot of kids or anybody that I can help. They can get it from the author. They can get it from me for free if they cannot afford it, because Mrs. Wallace has a lot of copies, and Mrs. Wallace is willing to put it out there. If they want a copy, they can email me at authortinasmith@gmail.com and give me an address and say, hey, I want to read this book. I cannot afford to buy it. I want to read it. And Mrs. Wallace will send them a copy. Like I said, my email address is AUTHOR, Tina, TINA, Smith, SMITH, @gmail.com.
Wow, thank you so much for that offer. For anybody that wants this book, Scarred for Life, you can get it directly from the author. If you can't afford it, she will give it to you for free at authortinasmith@gmail.com. And Ms. Wallace, she also says that you can get it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And I just want to thank you so much for reaching out to me and wanting to get on the radio show to talk about your book, because there are a lot of people that need to hear your story, and there are a lot of people that need to be motivated by what you have to say to be able to heal. You said some really strong things about counseling that people don't often take into account. So I want to thank you so much. And is there any one last thing that you'd like to say that could possibly encourage someone that might be going through the same thing that you went through?
Well, I would like to say, you know, never be afraid to speak out with abuse, you know. And I do have a speech that, you know, if it's up to you, if you have time, that just to say a little speech for the kids where they can know to never be afraid to speak out with abuse.
Oh, yeah, that speech. If you can just let people know where they can find it online, because I've got another guest coming up right after you, but I definitely want people to be able to hear your speech and listen to what you have to say, so they can find it on YouTube. Is that correct?
Yes, they can tap in Emily Wallace. Scarred for Life, Emily Wallace.
Okay, that's Scarred for Life, Emily Wallace. And you can find Emily Wallace's speeches online on YouTube at Scarred for Life, Emily Wallace, so that you can hear all the things that she has to say about her life and how she overcame and how she is overcoming the childhood that scarred her for life. And Emily, thank you so much for being on the radio show today. I appreciate you, and all the best to you, okay? All right. Thank you so much, Emily Wallace. And coming up next on Michigan Literary Network Radio is Dorothy Mercer of Mercer Publications. She is an Amazon best-selling author and publisher who lives in Michigan with her husband, Dave. She is president of Mercer Publications and Ministries, Inc., founded in 1993, publishers of books and e-books, as well as music, short plays, seminars, and meditation tapes. She is also president of a successful real estate company and has been listed for 10 years running in Who's Who in America, Who's Who in American Women, and Who's Who in the World. She has published 14 full-length novels, which include the McBride series, the Washington McBride series, the McBride Romances plus Suspense, the Dave and Dorothy Travel series, and then there is the How To For You series of 19 helpful books and ebooks for authors and independent publishers. And I want to take the time right now to welcome to Michigan Literary Network Radio Dorothy Mercer. Hello, Ms. Mercer.
Well, hello, Andrea. It's wonderful to meet you. How are you today?
I am well. It is wonderful to meet you, too. Now, I must say, Dorothy, you loaded me up with so much information. I know we won't be able to talk about it all today, but we're going to get through as much as we can. And I want to start with, let's talk about the two current passions that you have, the short story anthology.
Yes, ma'am. I would be happy to tell you about that. My latest short anthology is called Let's Talk. Let's Talk, Black and White Dialogue in the United States and the United Kingdom. That just came out today on Amazon.com. It's available in print and in ebook. You can get it at Mercer Publications. .com or Amazon.com. And it's kind of a different endeavor for me, Andrea.
And how so? How is it different for you?
Well, in the first place, I have not published any short stories at all. I didn't think that I could even write a short story, believe it or not. So I enjoy a challenge, and I decided to challenge myself and see if I could write a short story. And by golly, I did it. I did write one short story and then another. And I decided, you know, I want to do my little bit to help in this dialogue between blacks and whites. We keep hearing about it. We see gangs of kids out rioting in the streets, and I don't know what I can do to help. I'm just here in my own little cocoon, you know. So I decided, hey, I'm a publisher. Maybe I can provide a forum for people to talk, just to tell their story. I was listening to your lady that was on just before me, and isn't that fascinating? Isn't it wonderful that she can tell her story?
Yes,
wow.
Absolutely. Yes, amazing. Yes. And so Let's Talk is one of them, and then you have another one, too, that you're working on.
Well, after I got Let's Talk published on MercerPublications.com, I decided, hey, maybe I could make an anthology of fun stories. Let's Talk is kind of serious, you know, because I ask people to tell me, you know, tell me something about your experience with the other race. And put it down in paper instead of being out in the streets yelling and screaming. Maybe if we just write it down and listen carefully to each other, we'll start to understand. And that's out there now. That's done. And yet I'm hoping to get some feedback from that and maybe publish volume 2. But right now I'm working on short and fun stories. and inviting
okay.
my author friends. I have so many authors who are friends of mine, and I've said, hey, can you send in a short story to go in my anthology? And I've got maybe a dozen authors that are busy writing a short story, and I hope to get that out in May this year, if all goes
mm-hmm.
well.
Okay, well, congratulations for both of those. And next, I want to talk about, we've got a little bit of time left, but I want to get into your How To For You series. You've got 19 helpful books, and some of the titles are How To Sell Your Ebook Using Amazon Free Days, How To Use Your Book For Free Ads, How To Write Great Dialogue, and How To Register ISBNs and Copyrights. Where, oh, where did the idea to do this series come from? Because it's kind of ingenious.
Well, Andrea, here's what happened. I made friends with so many authors, and they would ask me, Dorothy, how do you do this? How do you do that? And I would write them an email, a long list of instructions. Let's face it, Andrea, I've always been a teacher at heart, and so I found I had that gift of helping people, and it's fun to help people. That's what you do, and it's very rewarding. And so then I would get this long email and say, why don't I just publish this so I don't have to keep writing it out every time someone asks me a question? So before I knew it, I had one little book, and I put it, I'm a publisher, so I published it on MercerPublications.com, and then I put out an ebook, keeping it cheap. Most of them are only 99 cents for the ebook, and because I don't need to make money on it. I just want to help people. And so I got started. And so every time someone would ask me a question, how do you do this, I would write a little book. And the next thing I knew, people were asking me to edit their book and proofread their book. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I happened to write the book, How to Edit a Book with a Friend. One of my girlfriends said, hey, Dorothy, you should have titled that book, How to Edit a Book with Your Enemies. I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, my editor criticizes my book. That's your job. Editors are supposed to criticize, but you try to be kind. And in editing for other people, I found that, well, their book maybe needed some help here and there. And, and you know, I don't know about you, but I get kind of bored if people just keep telling a story and they don't make it come alive. So that led to the book, How to Write Great Dialogue.
Okay.
And I think that's one of my better books, and a lot of people have used it to help. It really makes the story, if you're telling a story, and it makes it come to life if you put some real people in there and have them talk to each other, you know?
Now, the industry, you know, the book industry is changing so rapidly these days. Have you found, Dorothy, that you had to go back and maybe update any of your information in your How-To series to stay current?
That's a very good question. Actually, no, they're pretty current anyways. Most of them came out just last year, so I haven't had to update yet, but I'm sure that updating is a constant. I started writing novels in 2011, so it's only been 5 years. I composed music and wrote plays and meditations and all starting in 1993 when I founded my company. But it's only been
the last 5 years
to write a full-length book, you know. But I go back and read. There's always changes.
Okay, right. So, yeah, just talking about some of your other work you've got, you know, the 6 books in the McBride series, 3 in the Washington McBride series, 2 in the McBride romances, 6 in a series of you and your husband's travels, and then there's Leon and Esther, your Christian love story, and your autobiography, Stories I Haven't Told, and you publish other writers' So you say you got started writing in 2011 or publishing writing novels in 2011. What was it that actually got you started, if you can tell me that right quick?
Well, Andrea, a lot of people that you meet, especially if, we won't say we're old ladies, but let's just say we're mature. A lot
right.
of people
mm-hmm.
say, you know, I'd like to tell my story. I'd like to write my book. I'd like to write my autobiography, just like the lady that you talked to at 5:30 here. She
mm-hmm.
told her story. And so I thought, I'm getting along in years. Maybe I should write my autobiography. So that's the first book I wrote, and it's called Stories I Haven't Told, Stories I Hadn't Had a Chance to Tell My Children and Grandchildren.
Mm.
And I sat down and started writing. My gosh, I was writing morning, noon, and night, up half the night writing. In 6 weeks, I finished that book. And
wow.
It was so much fun. I thought, you know, maybe I could write another book. And so I started writing. And the next thing I knew, I said, well, I've always enjoyed a challenge. So I said, do you think you could write a mystery story? By uh-huh. golly, I don't know. I think I ought to try it. So
mm-hmm.
I said, I got to come up with a hero, you know. And I
mm-hmm.
I love to read. Hey, don't we all love to read?
Right,
and so
yeah.
Everybody else was writing heroes, Navy SEALs and spies, and I thought, I'm going to be different. I think I'll make my hero a cop. After all, we can all agree cops have been getting a bad rap lately. So
right, yes, yes.
I like to cheer for the underdog, so I made a hero, Mike McBride, who is the handsomest cop, and he's a honest, good. Hardworking, and he solves crime after crime after crime. And so
mm-hmm.
that's how I invented Mike McBride. And before you knew it, I had written 5 Mike McBride novels in 1 year and published them on MercerPublications.com. I already had my company, Mercer Publications,
mm-hmm.
so it was easy. Then, you know, Mike McBride was courting the same girl through every book. I finally had to let him get married in book 5.
Right. Okay. Wow. You know, that is such a lot of writing, and all the stories sound so interesting. And I'm so glad that throughout this interview you have mentioned your website where people can go to find out all the other things you have going on and all the other books. And it's MercerPublications.com. Is that correct?
That is correct. Thank you, my dear.
You are so welcome, and I want to thank you, Dorothy Mercer, so much for being on the show today. I appreciate you, and please let us know about your next big thing.
You just let me know what you'd like me to write about, and I'll do it.
Okay, wonderful. You take care, Dorothy. Thank you again.
You take care, too, honey. I hope we meet again soon.
All right, good night.
Good night.
And that is it for Michigan Literary Network Radio. I want to again thank my guests, Emily Wallace, author of Scarred for Life, and Dorothy Mercer of Mercer Publications for being on the show. And be sure to tune in next week and stay connected with Michigan's literary community through the Michigan Literary Network at MotownWriters.com. And you can find us on Facebook. And next week here on BlogTalkRadio.com, Michigan Literary Network Radio will be back from 5:30 to 6 p.m. with more literary good stuff. And I am working on getting broadcast journalist Farai Jadea on to be our guest next week. She has a new book called Episodic Career, and she's going to be in Detroit, so I want to get her on the show to talk about her visit. This has been Andrea Daniel for Michigan Literary Network Radio. Thank you out there for being on the show, and you have a good rest of your night, and you please be a good story. Good night.